Continue, we begin this page. It says a gimel. It's a continuation of the Kitsurim written by the Tzemach Tzedek, looks like. It says the Tzemach Tzedek further, word Lamnatzeach is put together. Says the Tikkuni Zeyar Tamon Notzach Tamon Mol. Word Lam Natzeach is put together from Natzeach and Mol because they're connected. Why is Netzach connected with Bris? Says we know there's Gimel Pirkin. Sviris of Chacham, which is a Rosh Tevis, Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach, are all on the right. Netzach is the lowest level, but it brings down the highest levels because the Gilui of Raivin deriving from the Rotsen of Aluditzenes have to only come through Netzach. It brings it down the Mato, and this is also Pshat what it says in the Novi's Chaye. The Giluyim come down to the Raglov, which is Netzach. And he says in the Maimed that in order there should be the Giluyim of this Netzach, you have to have more Lam Natzeach. That you have all the seven levels that are higher than Nehi, they're all revealed through the Bris and Netzach. And Meitzach is also connected. As we know that the forehead Meitzach is Gugalto, the skull that covers Amechos Timo. Skull is the Inyan Lamaila Measechel, the skull. This is what it says, Shtei Koch Olomimach Shover, when they were filleting Rabbi Akiva. The angels were saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, how could you let this happen? And the Rebbe said, Shtei Koch Olam B'machshova. It's Machshova Agdume, it's Raiva D'chol Raivin. Also, Netzach comes from the level of Gedula, which is Sevel Adula Sein Cheker, which Gedula is known to be chesed, and it's enough of chacham. So the netzach comes in infinity. Okay. He continues further the kitzer of Siv Daled. Sorry. Kitzer of Siv Daled. This is what it says in the Medrash Bereishis, in the Medrash Rabbah. Also brought on the Medrash Rabbah Mishpotim, Moshul von Erev and Eitzor, then I want to show Sironi and Erev, the Eivishter Holer Shus. The whole world's the Eivishter Shus, so he doesn't need that Erev. If you remember, he asked in the Maimer, what is this Negeya? All the other melochis, like making rain. And he said the pshat is that the shpoh comes from a level that's higher than the shuyes. So it comes from a higher level than where the olamis are oila to in Shabbos, because ak is higher than Shabbos, because Shabbos, we learn it says, apostik is poine kodim, it faces kodim. Kodim is much higher, so since the highest Olam is from the world, comes from this level, over there, there's no need for Shabbos. That's why Mila, that comes also from that level, from Yisoy the Ark, is also Dich Shabbos, just for this level, the melachas of Shabbos are not called a melacha, because it's higher than the holy name of Shabbos. It's higher than chilek rishuyos. And he finishes the maimon. He says, this is the kitzur for Nosei. This is al hashminis, connecting the four letters of Yud Kei Vov Kei with the four letters of Adne. It becomes a heichal to Shem Avayim. That's where the Kohen Gadol had eight clothes. He had Dalet Big Dilovim, which are Rachamim. Kivovke, Dalet Big Dilzor, that come from Adne, are Gvuris, because you need both. Also, love the Bida Gil of Shem Avayim Mamish, the Bibel Ekonefed Marecha. The Abishu will not hide. It'll be a level higher than Istashalus. So even though normally is Havaya, Havaya, Psik time of Gavayo, there's Yud Kivovke, there's a line between them. Also, love a Havaya. Higher and say the Stas will be down the Mato, the Bila Matzech, Alashminis, the connection of the two levels of Havaya. And this is what will be the Mashiach will be Shmeinoni, mean through Milo, through taking away the Mesach HaMavdil. And he says that this is also the union of the two Vovin. Two Vovin. Artiferes and Yesod. What it says in the Raim Ehem, the Pashas Kisisan Osher LeYarbe. Says over there, Osher is Tiferes because it goes through the Keser. This, so it says, Ein Osher of the Das, because Tiferes and Das are connected. Adal, Yamit is Tzadik is Sod. This is Yosef is Yosef, Meimei, because Yosef is Yisod. And Bina, the Kabbalah says, only goes up till Hoid. Shabbos is greater as Shnei Vovin. It has both Tiferes. And you saw it. Okay. Now we begin a new mimer. It's a very short mimer. Mimer says, we learn about the Negoyim. Loshen is Odom. We know that there's four names for a person. Odom is the highest madrege shlimu de kulu because he has all the madreges chesed gvura rachamim, and he is connected to the whole world that was connected with 10 spheres. Someone is only in one level, not in the other level, is not a complete Odom. And this is what it says. Meisha, even Meisha Rabbeinu, it says Meisha Isha Likim, because Odom is higher. And he could elevate the whole world and bring the whole world down, and the whole world is connected to him. This person, Davkian Odom, who's completely fine. And he has Be'er B'sori in the lowest level on the outside. He has some Ran Pseles, who was Anez. It's not a white from us. From other thing, it's a nest that the outside of the skin turned white. Like the Rambam says, this mitzvah of Negoim is not after Churban Beis Hamikdash, it's not normal that the color should change without pus. But it was a miracle because you're talking about this person. Ruchnis, he fixed everything. He was mevarer that after the tay. He has a little psalis. We say further, he's the goyim is very, a very lofty concept. And you're not tome till the koyin says the word tome. And when the koyin didn't call tome, the negoyim are not negoyim, they're not tuma. The eidim shall yenim, like it says in Eitz Chaim and Arizal. and it's dino kasha digdusha. And you say vuhuvala and akein that the kohen picks it up, and he can be mamtik the dinim by saying tohed. And there's no going that the kohen cannot be mamtik them and they remain tomei. Since this idea of negoim is only by people that are complete in everything and only on the outskirts, there's some negativity that has to be rectified. That's why we don't have negoim today, because we don't have people that only have evil or ra on the chitzenius. Even a good tzaddik, even the big tzaddikim by us after the churban, have some ra in the primius. That's why there is no negoyim today. Start another maimer, fascinating gemara. This is a long maimer. The Rebbe explains this amazing secrets of the Torah in this maimer. Morim bo b'mitzia. The Kapealim brings a fascinating Gemara. Doesn't the Gemara? If I'll give him the Masif to the Rakia, the Yeshiva and Shomayim were arguing. The Aloch is like this. It first comes a white patch and it turned the hair inside. Black to white, it's sure coming. If the white was there before, he's an older gentleman, has white hair. And then the Baheres comes, it's Tohen. If there is a doubt which came first, what's the halacha? Talk to Gemara da Yivana Machlekes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tohen. The whole Masif to the Rekia said Tohen. So they asked, who could help us with this sofik, with this machlekes? So they said, Neichach Rabbi Banachmeini. Rabbi Banachmeini is around because Rabbi Banachmeini says about himself, Ani yochid bin egoim, ani yochid beholeis. I could pass in an egoim. So they asked him the shaila, so he said, Tohir, Tohir. And he passed away by saying Tohir. Says the Gemara Masech the Snozer, what's the reason that the Sofik by Negoim is Tohen? Since the Torah says by Nozer, by Negoim. First Latare, then Latame. So that's why we know that it's Tohen. And this Svarim, the Gemara, is brought down in Harav Shimshon, known as the Rash, in Masech the Negoim. So we have to understand what's the machlekes, the Habishtas arguing with the Neshomes, and why did the Rabbi say that it's Tohen. And then they agree to the Habishtas. What is this? What's going on here? So the Rebbe begins explaining this amazing Gemara to understand what's the idea of Tanoim and Amiroim. We understand, we see by them amazing Mufsim. Inch has been yours up the Gemara in Chulin. He had to go somewhere for Afraim for Pidin Shvui. And he said, Ginoi nari chalek li mimech. Ginoi split your waters and it was split. And you don't make a big deal out of it. But when Meshur Rabbeinu gets together back here, Yam Tzuf, it was a big nez. And here, still at 80, went past Ginoi Nora. And the Gemara says about Amiroim, Zutra the Bechu Mechayim Esim. The smallest of you can be Mechayim Esim. And they got through this, through learning Torah, the Torah made them Hecher with the Welt. I just heard a nice Sicher by Jacobson, not from the Rebbe. Rebbe asked by Fabrengen, says that Moshe Rabbeinu showed the Yidden all the behemoths, chayis and neufes, thousands of animals. How come nobody makes a big deal out of that moifus? As she says it, then you go further. But the Rebbe explains, because it was connected with Limud HaTorah, to teach Yidden Torah. So it's not such a big Pella, since Torah is Balabos from Velt, and higher than Velt. There is no Pella, there was such a Ness. Anyways, Tanoim V'Amiroim made big Nisim. Goes on further to understand this Gemara, we have to understand some other Akdomes. Have to understand why the Rebish is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to understand what's Masifta the Rakia, and we could understand the Machlekes. Kodesh, the idea of Kodesh is Kesem. Like it says, Kodesh Yegadol Pera by Nozi. And even though Tiferes is also sometimes called Kodesh in the Gemara, it's because the source of Tiferes is from Kesem. Kodesh is Kesem. Why is Kesem? Because Kesem says it's a Tzemach Tzedek is Avoim Tzoyi. That's why Tiferes, the Ima is a Kesem, the Zodik Sarim are connected. And Tiferes comes a Kesem, the Malchus, and the Al Shaykh the Kesem. Says also the Tzemach Tzedek, like we'll see later in this Maimon. And Tiferes has a great light in the Rebishter, more than Kesem the Gvura. And he makes his skalos, and this skalos comes from Kesem. Kesem is called Kodesh, says the, now we go back to the Alter Rebbe. Kesem is Kodesh because it's higher than Velt. Baruch is Chochmah. Baruch means it comes down, it's the beginning of the Shtalshlus. And Gilui comes out that Kodesh is Sevev Kol Almin, and Baruch is Rumali Kol Almin. That's why they call the Rebishter HaKodesh Baruch Hu, because the Rebishter is Sevev Kol Almin and Mimali Kol Almin. Baruch also has two pirush. Baruch is V'amelech Shleimi, Baruch is best. And then Baruch means he benches, he's the source of the brochas. These two pirushim are true. Even though Chochm is called Baruch, like it says in Priyetz Chaim, you say the Abba is Baruch. Sometimes Malchus is called Baruch. So when you say get benched, he's blessed, it's like V'amelech Shleimi Baruch. He receives the brachas. Malchus received the brachas from Chochmah. And Chochmah is called Baruch because he's the source of blessing. This is the Rosh HaTevis of Baruch Reish Umokir Kol Bracha. And it's also like a bracha comes from a swimming pool. It comes into Malchus all the brachas. And this is what the Lashon HaZeir says. Sometimes we say Ihu Baruch, he is Baruch, which is Malchus. And then sometimes we say she is bracha. Sorry, Ihu, he is Baruch, is she is Bracha, is Malchus. But higher than Chochmah, so Baruch could be the Chochmah and Malchus. But both Chochmah and Malchus are connected with Mali Kol Almin, not Sevev Kol Almin, because Sevev Kol Almin is Nor Behelim. To do either the Eir Pnimi and the Eir Makiv are connected. The Eir Makiv doesn't come in the Keli. Light is too great, nevertheless. It does something to the Keli, like we know the Losh. It refines you, even though it doesn't internalize with you. And this is what it also says. Chochmah comes from Ayin. Chochmah is Giloy, from Chochmah starts Ishtalshalos. Bina gets from Chochmah, Bina comes to Midas, it's called Baruch. Chochmah from Keser is Me'ayin Timot, it's higher than say the Shtalshus is Yesh Me'ayin. And also he says that Keser comes from Malchus Dein Sof, which is not Pe'el Ashinui. The Rebishter, just like the Ziv, doesn't pay a shinui in the Shemesh. There's no difference if the Shemesh lights in a palace or in a garbage dump, because it's higher than the world. Then Matzadik takes a little break to explain. This is what we call that Eibishtah Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisevev Kol Amin Hayad and Nishtalshus. That's why we say Kodesh. And that's why we also say the word Moedim. We admit we don't fully understand that something so much greater than our understanding, and we're Moedim. But in Seder Imimale, we say Baruch, we could bless, we could understand it and appreciate it. That's why you say Kodesh and Baruch together, even though they're opposites. But the Seder has an effect on the Mimale, but it's Behelim. So since it has an effect, you could say HaKodesh Baruch. Says the Tzemach Tzedek. Maybe you could say, these are the three psukim we say by Kedusha, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And we say Baruch Veda Hashem in Kimei. And Yimleich, Kodesh is Kesed, and it comes from that comes in Koch. And there is Baruch, that it comes to Malch, that it comes to Koch. Kodesh is Kesed. Comes to Koch, is Baruch. Comes down to Malch, so it's Yimleich. But in Zeir Araki and Parsha Bereishis, he says that Yimlech is not the Hamshocha from Chochmah to Malchus. But Yimlech is a separate Hamshocha besides Baruch. And then the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek puts in the note these two levels of Baruch. This is what it says: Poiseach beBaruch, Chesem beBaruch. Every bracha you begin with a baruch and you end with a baruch. Beginning of the baruch is chokhmah, the end of the baruch is malchus. After he begins, he explains what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We'll explain tomorrow what's mesifta d'rakia. Then we could understand how they're talking and arguing and why. Everyone said what they said, and why they needed Rabbi Ben Achmeni.